Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When was the last time you praised God in the midst of a personally painful experience? If you were a parent whose child was killed in the Virginia Tech tragedy a month ago, would you honestly feel like rejoicing right now? Or as our choir just sang, rejoice in the Lord always? I doubt anyone could without hope and faith which we have in Christ. Do you remember another troubling accident which occurred about 1 year ago on Interstate 69 near Taylor University, when a large trailer rig ran across the median, across the highway, and crashed into a passenger van, killing five and leaving one girl critically injured? In fact, the one girl who was hospitalized with critical injuries was first thought to be the living daughter of one set of parents. However, a few weeks later, blood tests revealed to these parents that the girl whose bedside they had attended was actually the daughter of another set of Taylor parents who thought they had already buried their daughter. Can you imagine thanking God even in the midst of such a switch of troubling events? What you thought was once alive is now dead, and what you thought was dead is now alive. In pastoral ministry, you will deal with many crises in the lives of parishioners and people, and many times unexpectedly. That is why today's psalm, Psalm 34, has grown in meaning for me over the years of pastoral ministry. I remember sitting down at Parkview Hospital with Dr. Wenthe a few years ago with one lovely couple, a second career student from Texas, after their only son, their 16-year-old son, was suddenly killed outside Carroll High School in an auto accident. I recall being in the ER room visiting the wife of seminarian Paul Kubizak, who would have graduated with this year's class, after he died suddenly of a heart attack. What do we do? What do we say at times like these? We can pray and say these memorable words of Psalm 34. Anyone can utilize these verses in difficult times because there's perhaps no psalm in all the scriptures which includes so many exhaustive promises as this one does. And what makes David's Psalm 34 such a fabulous Easter word today is the fact that when David wrote this song of praise, he was facing death himself. He was fleeing the murderous threats of jealous King Saul. David knew that Saul wanted him dead, because Saul was breathing out violence even when Saul tried to kill his own son, Jonathan, who also happened to be David's best friend. After this occurred, Jonathan tearfully urged David to flee his father after they had set up a way in which they would give testimony after three arrows were shot. And in David's haste to flee Saul, he and his men needed food. And when they arrived to the town of Nob, they sought Ahimelech the priest for help and for supplies. And all he had to give the men to eat was consecrated bread. At the urging of David, however, Ahimelech gives David this bread for he and his men to eat. However, Saul is so angry about this and furious that David came to Nob that David had Ahimelech killed, as well as all 85 priests of Nob. Then he slaughtered all the townspeople of Nob and the children when they found out they had supported David. That was a death-like dark time for David. He had admired, served, and loved Saul, and his friendship with Jonathan was deep and sincere. Yet in spite of all that he did, he is pursued hotly and sought to be killed. Yet how does David handle these threats? Even though on the brink of destruction, David trusted God's promise through Samuel that he would be king, and he prayed for deliverance. David knew by faith how well the angel of the Lord had protected Moses and the people of Israel many years ago. He knew the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. This angel, the second person of the Trinity, Christ, who had also led Israel out of bondage in Egypt through the Red Sea and destroyed the Egyptian army, was now watching over David. Thus, David can say boldly in this psalm, "A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." David was righteous, but not righteous on his own accord. Earlier in Psalm 34, he calls himself a poor man. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. Which is it? Is he poor or righteous? David is both. Poor by nature of sin, yet also righteous by faith. The objective reality is that God had already made David his own child through circumcision in the faithful family of Jesse. And God had already called David to be king through Samuel. However, when you feel troubles and doubts rise in your own heart, don't you ask that very first question? Who are the righteous here? And does God really care about me now? And the answer is yes. Most certainly, yes, he cares. Because those of us who are baptized into Christ still daily confess, as David did, that we are poor. Martin Luther writes here, "The confession of our sin glorifies God. And we never praise God correctly unless we first disparage ourselves. For he does not permit something else to be praised alongside himself. Nor does he want anything loved beside himself. And thus, our ugliness is God's beauty. Our blushing is God's glory. Our shame is his dignity. Our sin is the excellence of his grace." What a beautiful exchange takes place in the confession of our sins. Our sins make us poor, but his grace and mercy far outweigh our sin and make us righteous in Christ Jesus. When you were baptized, you were covered with cleansing baptismal water, and your sins were nailed to the cross with Christ, and they were buried with him. You were also given a bright white baptismal cloth. The righteous in heaven, we are told by St. John in the book of Revelation, have white robes because they have washed them in the blood of the Lamb. The same one who led Moses and led David daily leads you, and he is your righteousness. Thus, David can firmly, and as we sang in our hymn, confidently say, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. He delivered me from all my fears." What all-inclusive promises. The righteous may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all of his bones. Despite your past troubles, or even present ones, this finals week, God assures you, just as he did David, that he has everything in his hands, surely and completely. And he positively encourages you to lean on him by faith for your every single need. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.